Welcome to this post-game media edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. Today is Sunday, March 16th, 2025. Indiana completed a series sweep of Ohio State today, winning two of three games by run rules, including this one by a score of 14-3 in just seven innings. Corbin Dickerson became the first Hoosier since Matthew Ellis in 2023 to get to 10 season home runs before the end of March. Hoosier pitching struck out 12 batters, getting most of their outs via the strikeout. Gavin Siebold played fireman, allowing just one run in his 2.1 innings of middle relief. After the game, the media spoke with Siebold, Dickerson, and head coach Jeff Mercer. Well, Corbin, you're up to 10 home runs on the season now. Just kind of talk about how things are progressing and how you're maintaining the hot start that you had for the season.
Yeah, we put the same work in every day, drill work. Just be competitive in the box. We just talk about being competitive. Just trusting myself to get in the box, stepping in, confidence. So they all play a role. Being a consistent piece of the lineup has always been the main focus.
Gavin, can you kind of just talk about the role you're in now, kind of coming in a jam there and getting the team out of the jam?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not too concerned with what role I have as long as I can help the team out. But I've been in situations over my career. I'm not scared to come in any role. I'm doing whatever I can to help get the team in the dugout.
It seems like you were getting a lot of swing and miss with right-handed batters. Like your off-speed was moving well. Can you just talk a little bit about that pitch?
Yeah, I've just kind of developed that pitch over the past year. It really started in summer as far as like the consistent shape of it. But just throwing a sweeper. It helps when I can throw it for a strike, and then I can expand off and get some more swings and misses.
Corbin, freshman had a pretty good weekend. When you look at their progress since the first game to now, what have you seen?
Yeah, our freshmen?
Yes.
They've been tremendous. I mean, Jake Hanley's awesome at first base. Hogan's stepping up a lot. Coop's stepping up at third base. Will Moore's getting playing time. So the freshmen are a huge piece to our lineup, and I think they've done a phenomenal job so far.
So your three pitchers held them to just three runs today. So you're really starting to see some consistent performances out of the pitching. In particular, Holderfield seemed to be keeping his pitches lower in the zone. Can you talk a bit about his progression?
Yeah, the big thing is just the changeup for all those guys. You know, it was more of a focal point in the offseason, and we weren't as consistent with it early on. Swanson really kind of showed the path to be able to pitch off of your changeup. And then Holderfield's been working really hard to be able to hide his sinker with his changeup. He threw a few sliders in there, but mostly just fastball changeup. And because they're both that two-seam action, it's hard to tell the difference. So you're just getting them off of the fastball. And, you know, for him, he's got to work to the open side more. But I thought he was really, really good. Just being able to keep guys off balance and not throwing through his sink and being able to trust that the changeup on the plate is going to be a successful pitch for him. So just a really good job overall today, but this weekend as well. You know, we battled through last night. We talked about it. They had picked Crable's pitches, and we'll work on that. But in totality, you know, for the staff, it was a really good weekend. And then Swanson and obviously Siebold. But, yeah, Grant's a big weapon for us. He's a really hardworking kid. He's a great teammate. He's been through some injuries, and he's had to reinvent himself. But this latest iteration has a chance to really help us as well. But he's all about the team and a hard worker. So you trust him to get out there and fight it out. So he was terrific.
So I guess at this point, just kind of talk about, I mean, we've been kind of seeing the same thing, which the offense just continues to explode. So what are you seeing? What are you liking about what they're doing at this point?
Yeah, we got a little bit there where we started to overswing a little bit and we settled back in. You know, today was a vision, a little bit of what we had in mind, trying to be more diverse as an offense. And once we realized, and this is not to take a shot, but once we realized that their third baseman was uncomfortable with the bunt, we used it early, then we went away from it a little bit, and I kind of suggested it to the guys. And then once they kind of closed the gap, I called the group up and said, we are going to bunt, and we're going to show bunt until we either execute it or they're able to figure it out, and they didn't. And then once you guys on base, we did a good job of staying in the middle of the field. Andrew kind of Andrew had maybe the best swing of his young career. That double to left center with two guys on was just a really good swing. And then, you know, I thought Corbin was pulling off the ball a little bit early. He made a great adjustment, stays on that ball to right field with a little bit of wind. He hits the ball so hard anyway. But that was a great swing. You know, so for us offensively, we've got to be diverse. We've got to be able to run the bases. We have to show bunt and be able to execute the bunt to really play to somebody else's weakness. You know, in past at times, we just wanted to play to our strength all the time. And that's fine when it's working. But if it's not, you just can't be a one-trick pony. And that was the vision for us to create a more well-rounded group. And we did that. We've done that. And so they're talented and capable. And so to see us to just continue to pour it on, take free bases, take hit by pitches, and extend it has been really nice to see. And then also we play good defense, taking care of the ball. You know, I love the way that we held runners at second base. We made a few adjustments going to spin picks and then open glove looks at second base. And I thought, you know, I saw Will Moore execute a pick on his own, which was a really good sign to see. And then our hold at second base have improved a ton. Our ability to slide step and then execute out of that has been improved. You know, just being able to get home and practice and do that stuff again and again really opens it up. Yeah, that position player group has played really well here as of late.
How important is it to get back on track after not winning the series, plus one last week, and then getting a sweep this week?
Yeah, well, especially in, again, we early in the season, you know, we didn't necessarily get beat soundly. We just got into that fifth or sixth inning dogfight area where it's like, okay, half the game's over, we're tied or within two, one way or the other. And then we didn't finish games. We didn't finish games offensively. We didn't finish defensively. We didn't finish them on the mound. And that's always been something that we've done well, and I've been really proud of that. And we just had to make a concerted effort to understand that half the game's over and half the game yet to play. And so that Sunday game was a mirror image of, you know, a couple games that we've won this week, which is you're up early, you're tied middle, and okay, so now the tougher team, more fundamental team, has got to execute late to go win it. And we had some free bases, and then we didn't execute. And so you get beat when you don't do that against a good team. And college baseball is better than it's ever been. Every team's a good team. Every team's old. Every team's well coached. It's a different game with the draft being shortened and the transfer opportunities. Just everyone's good now. And so you got to show up and you got to compete for all nine innings every day. But yeah, it's a big deal. A sweep in our league is, in any league, is hard to do. But to sweep somebody in our league is an accomplishment. And then to do it today, running away, you know, it's a cold day. You win a doubleheader. You have a day off yesterday, and then to win the final game in a kind of, it's dropped 50 degrees, and it's just a really easy day to overlook. It's a really easy day to not show up and not bring energy and not compete and not play well. And we didn't from the very beginning. You know, Swanson strikes out the side to start the game, and then we come in and put some up. We score seven in the first two innings, and then just run away with it late. You know, it won't always work out perfectly like that, but if you'll play that way, where you're fundamental, take care of the ball in every aspect. You know, I thought our cuts and relays were great this weekend. Our picks were great this weekend. You know, that we handled the ball in the infield really well. Our catching was really good. We threw the ball well at second base. When you do that, we threw more strikes, multiple pitches for a strike. And when you do that, you're going to find yourself in more and more games. And so, you know, we kind of went back on the mound a little bit to what we did 2 years ago, where we just chopped games up. And, you know, you had probably one primary starter in Sennard, and we'll keep Grable there, and then we're going to chop them all up. And as long as everyone comes in and attacks and can throw multiple pitches, we should be able to chop it up. And you know, there's some strategy that I probably didn't do a good enough job of early in the season. You try to, you know, go to a more conventional route on the mound. And okay, so you got to live and learn. Talk about it, as a player, you have to be adjustable. As a coach, you have to be adjustable and give your team a chance to win. Probably didn't always do the best job of that early on, but you know, fool me once, you know, shame on you, and fool me twice, it's my fault. And so we'll try to make sure we put guys in the best position to be successful, and they got to go in and do their jobs. And hopefully getting more guys in there consistently, they can get more of a rhythm, they can feel more comfortable. And then, you know, we've changed a few pitch calls and changed a few pitch decisions and what we're going to lean on more, and hopefully that opens, it gives us a path here to have some consistent success.
You talked a bit about how Tyler has progressed defensively, and obviously as a team, you guys didn't commit any errors. But offensively, he had a really nice swing on a double today.
Yes. Yeah, that's the thing, is when Tyler's been really good, Tyler's low in the middle of the field and the other way. You remember his freshman year when he was good last year. He does an overswing, takes the ball the other way, and then when he homers, he typically homers off speed pitches to his pull side. Well, that's what all good hitters do. You know, I always tell the guys this story. Miguel Cabrera didn't pull a fastball to his pull side foul for like 3 years. It's just the way the game's played. The game's played on fastballs in the middle of the field, and if you get an off speed pitch up and in, you pull it. And when Tyler stayed on that ball, you could see flashes of him being really good. And you can't overswing. You can't go back and revert back. So he's gonna get on track. I'm confident at some point. In the meantime, like you said, he's played really good defense. I've been very proud of him for being able to leave his offense in the dugout and go play defense because the team needs that. And so as he continues to hit the ball the other way and stay in the middle of the field, he'll have more and more success. We need him to. We need someone to hit seventh for us. You know, it's been a revolving door. I've said it multiple times. Someone needs to hit seventh that can drive runners in. Because that spot always comes up with guys on base. It happens every single game. And so you would like to have your third-year guys, been an all-conference player, be able to hit seventh and hit your single to right center and score a run and continue to move the chain along. And Cooper's doing a good job, but Cooper's going to ebb and flow. He's going to have awesome days and not as good days. That's kind of part of being a young guy. But Tyler's capable of really cementing that spot in the lineup and helping us out.
Speaking of Tyler's defense, did you see the top 10 plays?
No. Did he make it?
Number two.
Did he really? Well, there's room to grow, I guess. He could get number one. It was funny. He made that play, and Blake Allen looked at me and said, well, he just made sports center. So he was right. He called that one. So, yeah, that was it's a great play. But the unsung hero in all of those plays, too, is Jake Hanley at first base. He has been just sensational over there. You know, the play where he hangs on to the bag today on that ball in the sixth hole from Tyler is a huge play, several picks. He has saved us a ton, and that is not an easy position to play. I don't just say that because I played it. It's just a fact. You know, you look at the way Major League Baseball has transitioned into a defense-first position, less power, less slug out of the first baseman, more defense, more range. And Jake is in that mold where it's a high on base, high hit, great defender, great target, and very reliable. So, yes, Tyler, that's awesome. That's very cool. And a great play on Jake's part to finish it as well.
Indiana Next welcomes 2024 Super Regional team, the Evansville Purple Aces, to Bart Kaufman Field on Tuesday at 6 p.m. See you at the Bart.